air, and welcome to the Blind Handyman Show, number 132, ladies and gentlemen, on this September 6, 2005. We're recording right now, as we speak, at the Little Ranch House Studio, Southwood Drive in Lufkin, Texas. For the next hour, we're going to be cooking in the dark with Dale Campbell. Hi, Dale.
Hey, Miss Houston. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, man. We've got a great show today.
Hosts for the show today, ladies and gentlemen, Don Shaw.
Hey, Mr. Tom and Mr. Dale. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Don Patterson.
Yeah, hey, everybody.
All right. My name's Tom Houston, but the creator and producer of the Blind Handyman Show, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than Phil Parr.
Yes, sir, Dale. We'd unplugged all the phones, and so we couldn't hear you.
Yeah, what is it?
It got 3 o'clock. Somebody said, where the hell is Dale? You know, and obviously you tried to call, and we couldn't hear you, right?
Yeah. I was getting the old fax machine. I was going to call and check the levels. We've got some new equipment today. So
you bought some. You actually broke down and bought a new phone.
I've got a new phone and duct taped the old headset back together because the new headset that we bought to come with the new phone doesn't work as well, you know?
That's what I'd heard.
Man.
I'd heard that it didn't. It wasn't. Tim was telling me that.
Yeah. When we were recording some of the other shows, it was just
that it didn't
coming
too,
in. So
didn't work too well.
Yeah, we got rid of the old shipping tape that I used in a quick fix for one show and got the duct tape out. So, you know, we're good to go for a long time now.
Duct tape is good for sometimes. Sometimes it's almost all you need.
That's it.
Duct tape.
Yep. That old Ford Mustang I had, I needed a pair of pliers, some baling wire, and duct tape.
A thousand and one uses. Yesterday, I transported from Lowe's to my home 15 joints of 20-foot-long, 1-inch PVC pipe, and we had it duct taped on top of the car. That's a fact. Right when we turned the corner on Gobbler's Knob, the load sort of shifted. It was kind of hanging down on one side, but we made it.
Wow.
Oh, man, you're giving me a visual. I remember one time when I was working at Sears, we had a guy that he bought a big old 23-foot cubic foot, I mean, you know, chest freezer.
Yeah.
And those things are, gosh, almost 7 feet long.
Yeah.
And he goes, you want a delivery? No, I'm not paying to have that thing delivered. I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah.
All right, man, that's cool. Well, he picked it up in a Pinto, y'all. He had this huge chest freezer strapped to the top of his Pinto just rolling down the road.
Man.
Which would even save $20 back in them days, I guess.
Yeah, know? I guess $20 is a lot of money back then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Before we get started cooking in the dark, I want to tell you this just a little kind of just a little funny humorous. I thought it was a funny story. My brother-in-law, of course, it's September 6th in East Texas, and already hundreds, yea, thousands of men have been putting out deer corn.
Yes.
Because in 2 months it's deer season, and we need to throw away last year's deer sausage to make room for this year's deer sausage. So my brother-in-law called last night about 8:30 and had a camera. He couldn't get to work. And Lou Ann said, well, his computer wouldn't see. He'll bring it over here and we'll see if it works over here. So he brought it over here, and sure enough, he has a camera down in his deer lease. And if a deer comes up to eat the corn, it takes a picture of the deer.
Really?
Yeah.
That is technology at its fullest.
Well, I figure by next year, the camera will shoot the deer and then call him on his cell phone and tell him he did it.
Yeah, it'll be already dressed and ready for him to...
And then by next year, it should be dressed. He can just go down there and get the deer,
but,
you know?
Believe it or not, a guy set up a site around San Antonio someplace, and he was going to do just that. You could shoot the deer online, but, I mean, boy, the animal rights people...
They knocked it off. John was telling me. But the technology's here. You could just... He could just shoot the deer, you know, have it all set up on his cell phone. He'd have a little picture there, and when the deer came up to eat corn, it just kaboom.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
See, I had an old roommate. We used to give him more heck over that because, you know, man, you're not hunting. You're just trapping these little deer when they come to eat. Here you've been feeding them for 2 months, and then you blast them when they come to get something to eat.
Which is about what he's doing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But now, we didn't complain any when we were eating fresh backstrap or, you know, sausage or having venison or anything like that. But.
Backstrap frying is pretty good. I read an article in Texas Monthly about chicken frying stuff, and it's been amazing what Texans will chicken fry, you know.
We'll chicken fry anything.
And my housekeeper lady, Debbie, chicken fried me some backstrap about, I guess it had been about 6 months ago, and my God, it was just, she did enough for me and Luann, and Luann didn't come home for lunch, and when Luann got home, there wasn't any left. it was just to eat.
Now, you know, that's not your fault.
No, it's not my fault. You just didn't cook enough.
Heck no.
That's kind of the way I figure. Speaking of cooking, what are we cooking?
We are going to jam today. We're going to do a little pork loin on the George Foreman grill.
All right.
And we're also going to do a zucchini and a squash on there. And then we're also going to, for dessert, we're going to have a peanut butter pie. And to go with the pork loin, I'm going to make a little pineapple salsa.
Sounds
and
like a plan.
If we have time, the one key thing I want to get to is these jalapeno, kind of like bread and butter pickles.
Okay.
Man, they are delicious.
You going to start with them or what?
No, we'll end up with those. They're pretty easy to do, and
we'll
just kind of explain as we go.
All right.
In fact, heck, I'll just hit it right now.
We're ready, sir. Go ahead.
To do these pickles, y'all, you get a jar, like a jar of whole pickles, or you can get the hamburger sliced pickles.
Uh-huh.
But we've discovered that getting the whole ones and cutting them up yourself, because you want to cut them into about half-inch chunks or half-inch slices, gives you a nice, good mouthful, because otherwise you'll be grabbing two or three slices at a time.
Uh-huh.
But all you do with these pickles is you drain the pickles into a colander, kind of wash them down, get all the pickle juice off of them. Then you want to take about, for a gallon jar, you want to take, I usually use about a 26-ounce can of pickled jalapenos. And what we'll do is slice them open, take the seeds out, and then slice these jalapenos up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slices. Mix the pickles and the jalapenos together. I've got an onion here I'm going to slice up, a white onion that I'll slice up through my little mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
Mix in with it, put them back in the jar, and then add about 2 to 2.5 cups of sugar on top. Put a piece of cellophane plastic over the lid, secure the lid back, you know, screw the lid back, and put them in your refrigerator. And then once a day or twice a day or whenever you think about it, go in and flip that jar of pickles over.
Flip it over.
Keep flipping it for a week.
Uh-huh.
Pull them out, bite into one, and my goodness, they are absolutely delicious.
So it's a half a jar of pickles and a half a jar of jalapenos.
Well, actually, it's a full can of jalapenos, like a 26-ounce can of pickled jalapenos, and a whole big gallon jar of pickles. Now, I pick these pickles up at Sam's. They're whole pickles. They're dill pickles, nothing special about them.
So you have to get rid of some of the pickles out of the jar to make room for the jalapenos?
No. Once you slice them all up and you dump the juice out and slice them up,
There's plenty of room.
And you don't put any of the jalapeno juice back either?
No, don't put any of the jalapeno
juice sugar.
Back either. And as these do their thing for the week, they actually create juice.
That's amazing.
And all the sugar dissolves.
It's not. Are they sweet? Or
they're sweet, and they've got that great jalapeno taste also.
That's amazing.
And they don't have the heat. Now, you can eat a jalapeno slice.
Yeah.
And they're great. My father-in-law came back with these, and, I mean, he made some and even put some cantaloupe in it, you know, out of his garden.
Right.
And the cantaloupe was delicious, too.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that sugar, you know, will cut. Like if you eat some of these peppers that'll stand you on your head, that a spoonful of sugar will cut that.
Yeah. And a lot of times in salsa and stuff, you know, when you're making the salsa, they recommend putting in just a little bit of sugar, and that'll help take some of the heat out of it.
Mm-hmm. If you
That's all there is to these pickles, y'all. I mean, you can even, you know, get you a little quart jar of just, you know, hamburger slices.
And try it.
And just, you know, use, I don't know, 4 or 5 jalapenos and a little bit of sugar and do it. But I tell you what, they are absolutely delicious. We can't keep them. I mean, and for a snack, the other day I sat down and was taking a little lunch break from putting coffee on the website. And next thing you know, the jar's empty. I'm like, hey, who ate all these damn pickles?
Yeah.
It was this big 6'4" dude, man.
Putting coffee on the website. What are you talking about?
We've got a deal with a coffee company out of South Carolina to where now Blind Mice has fresh roasted coffee. You order the coffee. I mean, we've got the gourmet coffee from all over the world, from Mexico, from South America, Colombia. You know, we've got all that coffee. We've got over 40 flavored coffees.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm hoping the old UPS guy shows up today with mine. I've got some, what did I order? I ordered vanilla hazelnuts. And I ordered chocolate, and I ordered chocolate mint. And then I also ordered some Guatemalan and some Maloy or something like that. However, Jaws doesn't pronounce it the right way, I know that.
Yeah, no kidding, I bet it doesn't.
But you can order it in whole bean, you can order it in, you know, ground to auto drip, you can order it. A lot of the coffees, you can select your roast if you like it with the, you know, the French, the dark roast, you can do that, a medium dark roast, all of that. So we're really excited about having coffee back on the website.
Oh, that's going to do good, I bet.
Oh, it's going to be great, I think. It'll be great. I haven't posted anything yet because I'm waiting to, you know, I'm going to check it out. But the guy, we worked a deal out for him also. He's going to label it.
Uh-huh.
And he will also attach a second label just hanging loose that when you get it, you can tear it off and braille it and then stick it back on the bag so you know what it is.
Uh-huh.
so I don't have to bring it in here, and then you pay two shipping charges, and this way
that's right.
They roast it, and as soon as they roast it, they ship it out.
So they drop ship it to your house?
Yeah, they'll drop ship it right to the customer.
What a deal.
Yeah. So it's awesome. I mean, it's just a great deal, great deal. I can't wait to start getting some of that coffee back in.
Boy, the boy segued into that real neat, didn't he, huh?
He doesn't miss a sales trip.
Doesn't miss a sales
trip. Right in there, baby.
Just slipped it right in there, didn't you?
We got kids needing scholarships next year.
Yeah.
But hey, let's get started with this peanut butter pie. What do y'all think?
I say it's good.
It's real easy. It takes 1 8-ounce, which is just a normal thing of cream cheese. And we want to whip it up.
Uh-huh.
Kind of blend it together so it's nice and creamy. I've had the cream cheese out, too, y'all, just kind of sitting out.
Soften it up a little bit.
Yeah, getting room temperature here today.
Yeah.
While we've been waiting to do this.
Yeah, it didn't take long, did it?
Mm-mm,
is that in the blender? Is that the blender or the mixer? What is that?
That's the mixer.
Mixer.
It's the old hand mixer.
Yeah.
Hopefully Santa Claus is going to bring Dale a nice big KitchenAid mixer.
Countertop, big giant kitchen mixer.
Yeah, he left me hanging last year, though. It didn't come through.
Santa will do
one
that.
One of them damn elves, you know, didn't get the, didn't get the message, man.
Yeah. Santa Claus will do that to you. See?
Yep.
Now, to this, we need to add 1 can of sweetened condensed milk.
Yep. Right.
And then we'll grind him up again. Get this can open.
Sounds like it's going to be good.
You ever had a peanut butter pie, any of you?
No.
I never have.
They're delish. I don't know where. Maybe Penny made one time.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be good.
They're delicious for dessert.
Man, it's so easy. You know, I did on a show, a while back, we did that one where it was peanut butter and banana. Gooey cake. That was really a trip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That came out because you put all the wet stuff in the bottom, and then after you baked it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it all, well, you put the cake first and then the gooey stuff on top, and then the cake just kind of surrounded it.
Oh, now, speaking of cooking shows, when are you starting the spinoff? When are you starting?
Next Thursday.
They're going to run you on Thursday.
Run. So when people hear this on Friday, Saturday, the following Thursday we'll be starting.
On Houston Taping.
On Houston Taping, they also have an internet feed. We'll be on Thursdays at 3:00, and then we will the Thursday show will repeat on Wednesdays at 3:00,
uh-huh.
and we also then will repeat at 3:00 in the morning.
Okay.
For the night owl, wanting a good snack.
That's right.
And what I'm doing is creaming the cream cheese together with the evaporated milk. We'll get that done. And then we need to take 1 egg and 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and you want to add the vanilla to the egg first and beat it up, which I was doing while we were talking with the old whisk.
Yep.
Add it to the mixture.
Look out.
Yeah.
Hey.
Popping another time.
That was one of our sound effects. We're doing a little cooking ourselves.
We are. We're cooking.
Special cooking.
Yeah, we're doing a little cooking ourselves here.
Oh, man, Mr. Shaw, speaking of cooking.
Yeah.
Old grocery store down here had on sale probably 25 to 30 count shrimp, already deveined and already headed.
Really?
$3.99 a pound.
No, damn.
$3.99 a pound. I'm sorry.
Whoa. What a deal.
$4.99 a pound?
$2.99 a pound.
Oh, man. That is just amazing.
I would have just eaten shrimp till I couldn't move.
That's what we did. How much do you want? How much can you spare?
Wow, that is unreal. Man.
Okay, now to this, we're going to add in the peanut butter. Just 1 cup of creamy peanut butter.
Yep.
What I did is I sprayed down my measuring cup with vegetable oil. You know, just like canned
stuff.
Peanut
butter.
Or I put the peanut butter in.
Yeah.
It comes out really nicely.
Yep.
Houston, you remember that show?
Oh, yeah. Toast and jam.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I love toast and jam.
Yeah. I can't hardly do it.
Yeah.
You remember that song? You know.
Yeah.
You're too young to remember.
And we went out last weekend over this little bar. We go to the old Turtle Club, and they have karaoke set upstairs. And
you sang?
Hell no.
No, you didn't.
No way, huh?
Yeah.
I have respect for everybody around me.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
But I wish more people did.
Pretty bad.
One old boy came out. He was about your age, Phil, and he came out and sang Barbara Ann.
Didn't even
look at the words on the thing, you know, just knocked it out. But then you get all these, you know, like some guys think they're George Strait or Garth Brooks, and they just can't hit the notes.
Yeah, I always have them turn the words off. I figure if I can't see them, nobody else gets to. So if
That's
I miss...
right, man. Let's make it fair, right?
If I miss some words, then nobody knows, you know, if they're not up there on the screen.
That's right.
That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah,
they don't know you mess. And gets him to turn, and she can be very forceful if she wants to be, as you probably know. She
yes.
gets him to turn the words off so that nobody can see the words. So if I screw up, nobody knows it.
I like that.
I like it.
Huh. All right, I'm preheating the oven here to 350. I put the peanut butter in with our cream cheese, our milk, and our egg.
That mixer is.
Beat this all up until it's nice and creamy.
Yep.
And then from here, we just simply take it and put it in into two. It calls for 2 9-inch graham cracker or chocolate graham cracker pie crust.
Okay.
So basically, you're going to make this.
Going away.
Yeah. Drop
but,
out.
Yeah, getting back, we're also going to be, the new show is also going to be running in North Texas.
On the North Texas Radio Reading Service?
Yeah.
Very good.
We're going to be on Thursdays up there, I believe at either 1 or 2, and also on Saturdays.
Man, you're just everywhere, ain't you, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to be like Savoy Fair.
Yeah.
But the first show we're going to do, everybody's going to love it. We're doing homemade pizza. And we've got one recorded where we just do bacon, another one where we just do eggs.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you that method of cooking bacon in the oven, I like it. It's what? Nice, easy, and good.
Just put it on a cookie sheet?
And yeah, just put it on a cookie sheet, or like I use a actually I use the inside of a broiler pan.
Which would work with a thing on it where the grease drips down?
Yeah, so the grease will drip down in there.
That'd be the way to do it.
I worked in a restaurant, and it's the way we cooked it. Like, we did breakfast, you know, buffet.
Right.
And, man, I mean, big monster cookie sheet. And that's the way we did it. That's
the easiest way to do it.
Production line, yeah.
You know, because you can do a whole pound, you know, or a little 12-ounce package.
And if you ever got in a bind and you needed something really quick, drop it in the deep fryer.
Oh,
it'll
man.
Cook. It will cook like quick.
I betcha.
Well, now, this article I read in Texas Monthly, that's another thing. The guy chicken fried some bacon. And he said it doesn't sound like it'd be good, but once you get through that little thin crust and hit that pork, he said it's the best thing he ever ate in his life. Some restaurant out in Marfa or someplace out in West Texas or something, serve chicken fried bacon. You get 6 strips or something and fries or some kind of a deal.
Now, you know, we used to have, I remember my grandmother, like when we got fresh side meat or something, she'd like dredge it in flour.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of fried in that flour base.
Yeah.
But, man, deep fried bacon.
Do you know that we stopped in a place in Mineola? It's kind of like has the Lost in the 50s theme. I mean, mm-hmm. the 50s. Can't think of the name of it. It's new. And on their menu was a fried bologna sandwich. Where else in the world could you go in a restaurant and get a fried bologna sandwich?
My father-in-law, Luann's dad, swears by it. That's what
I love.
On Saturday morning, he takes a slice of bologna, a couple slices of bologna. He fries them, puts him an egg on top of it, fries that egg, and puts it all in a big sandwich. That's his breakfast.
I eat mayo, fried bologna, and bread. That's my favorite.
You know, when I was a kid, that's what my snack was, you know, a piece of bologna, toss it in the old microwave and nuke it.
Yeah.
And then if you got lucky, it would curl up the right way like a bowl.
Yeah.
Put a little piece of American cheese in there or something.
Yeah.
For a little snack. Now, if you got unlucky, of course, it flipped the other way on you. But
yeah.
Yep.
Well, we're going to take a little break, sir. And,
okay,
let,
I'm going to go ahead
you...
and get these pies prepared, and when we come back, we will go ahead and hit it hot and heavy on the, I guess we'll do the salsa first, because that takes a little bit of time.
Right.
And we'll turn our attention to the old George Foreman and talk about doing some grilling on it.
That's a good deal. More of our Cooking in the Dark Blind Handyman in just a minute. Be right back. Blind Like Me list.
And I have made a lot of new friends on the Blind Like Me list that I'll never forget.
Well, them crazy people on that Blind Like Me list just talk about the silliest thing.
To join the Blind Like Me list, send a blank email to blindlikeme-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. That's blindlikeme-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
Okay, I love being on the Blind Like Me list because I'm the moderator, and I get to delete people if I want to.
If you enjoy chatting with other blind folks, come join us on the Blind Like Me list. Send a blank email to blindlikeme-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
sir.
The thing I like the best about the blind handyman list, great place to exchange information and gather ideas on anything to do with being a handyman around the house.
I found out how to fix my garbage disposal on the handyman list. And it works.
If you'd like to join the Blind Handyman list, send a blank email to blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. That's blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
The thing I like about the Blind Handyman list, I'm the moderator, and I can delete you if I want to. So don't get out of line. Stay on topic.
That's blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. Listening to the Blind Handyman. Our email address is blindhandyman@hotmail.com. If you would like to be part of the show, leave us a phone number and we will contact you soon. Now, here's more of today's show with Phil Parr.
Well, our guest today, I say guest, he's pretty much a regular on the old show, is our cooking in the dark Houston man, representative in Houston, Dale Campbell. Sir, where are we?
We are getting the pies in the shells.
All right.
And I'm going to slide these into the oven. They need to go for about 35 minutes at 350 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Or until, if you notice, I'm starting to get a little brown.
Yeah.
I love those damn directions.
Maybe you can take your color
brown.
Take your color detector.
Yeah, there you go.
And stick
yeah.
it in, look
there
at the
go.
Pie with it. I guess
Shoot.
Not.
They probably have a color probe that's audible, you know.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Your
pie is brown.
Yeah.
Of course, the problem is, peanut butter are brown, too.
That's
it. Yeah.
As long as it doesn't say blackened, I think we're all right.
I think we're probably in pretty good shape. Peanut
yeah,
butter
yeah.
pie.
Goodness gracious.
I like peanut.
Quit it.
There we go. Slide yeah. these dudes in.
Mark, stop yeah. that. Holding them up to the mic and doing that. Do you hear them? They're holding their beers up to the mic and opening them.
Up
they're
top.
Killing me.
Yeah, they are. Terrible.
Well, we're cooking with wine today.
Oh.
Wine cooking today.
Wine
yeah.
Why not?
To, we took off up towards Austin and went up to Green and split in that little Texas winery up there.
Now, where is that?
You can taste whatever you want to. So.
Well, where is this?
I'm in Green, Texas.
I don't know about it.
It's kind of in between New Braunfels, and it's actually just north of New Braunfels. But Green Hall is up there.
I knew about Green Hall.
Yeah, it's right up. I mean, it's right up the street from Green Hall.
It's called Green, Texas.
Green, Texas. They have a little winery thing there. And, you know, the lady told me they've got a website, and what I need to do, I don't have the address form handy,
uh-huh.
but I'll post that. Or if anybody wants it, just send me an yeah. email. At cookinginthedark@houston.rr.com. cookinginthedark@houston.r.com, and I'll send you their web address.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you an email for that.
You know, we got blackberry wine and, of course, some tea, but they're all, you know, Texas vineyards.
I think he was saying cookinginthedark@houston.rr.net. I think that's what he said.
.com.
.com.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
HoustonRR.com. If you want to join us on the cooking list, give me a.
Yeah.
Give me an email there and hop on with the other 200 of us crazy cooks. And
all right.
Get some crazy recipes. We're doing good there. Let me see here. What we're going to need, we're going to do a pineapple salsa.
All right.
Real fast here.
Want to do that now?
Okay. Yeah. What we need to do, what you want to do is combine in a saucepan 1/4 cup of water.
Uh-huh.
1 1/2 teaspoons of ketchup.
Yep.
A teaspoon and a half of dry mustard, about a teaspoon and a half of soy sauce, 1 cup of brown sugar, and then 1 can. Actually calls for 1.5 cups, but I'm going to make a little extra so we'll have some left over.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to use 1 14-ounce can of crushed pineapple. What you want to do is put all of this into the saucepan and bring it up to a boil. And after it boils, we want to put a lid on it, turn the heat way down low, and just let it simmer.
And that's about it, huh?
And that's it.
That's easy.
After it's simmered for about 10 minutes,
really?
Then you want to take a half a cup of water and mix it with 2.5 tablespoons of cornstarch.
Okay.
Drop it right on into
just to thicken it up a little bit?
Yeah, thicken it up. Put it into the mixture there, and then that will... you want to bring that up to a boil.
Dale, did you say crushed pineapple or chunks?
Crushed pineapple is better for this.
Right.
Because it is, it's all, you know, it's more of a, kind of already put down into a batter.
Yeah, okay.
Now you could throw it all in the food processor, you know, and crush it up that way if you can't find the chunk or the crush or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I had the fireman. This one lady that was helping me at the old grocery store shop that one day. Oh, we're out of it. Oh, we're out of it. Oh, we're out of it. And the deal was, folks, she just couldn't find it.
Yeah, that's
you know, where
the
it was, and instead of her looking around or going and asking somebody, oh, we're just out of it.
Yeah.
You know, he's blind. Hell, he'll never know.
So what did you find? You said, you need to get somebody else to help me?
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially when, you know, she goes to tell you that, we're out of, chicken broth. In the grocery store in the world I've ever had of chicken broth.
No.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we fired her.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you got to raise a little squawk about it, too, folks. Or sometimes
things don't happen, do they?
No, they sure don't. And, I mean, it's unfortunate that we have to do that. But you've got to, you know, what's that old saying, the squeaky wheel?
Yeah.
The deal.
We're blind. We can't expect too much now, can we?
No. Heaven forbid we expect, you know.
Heaven forbid,
somebody help us,
right?
That can figure prices and read and
know
what the heck's going on. All right, we got the ketchup in. We've got the soy sauce in. We've got the dry mustard in. There's that. Let me get the old brown sugar. Now, I keep my brown sugar, y'all, stored in the freezer.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's supposed to keep it from, getting all rock hard like it does in the pantry.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And I pulled it out last time. It was rock hard. But I put it in the microwave, and it softened right back up.
You'd think that the freezer would make it rock hard.
Yeah, and I guess that's what happened. But part of it was really hard, and the other part, there was still part of it that was fluffy, I guess.
Well, we used to keep cannabis in the freezer because it kept it, you know.
Cannabis? What's that?
You remember those days?
Yes, I do. Here.
No.
Yeah, man, that was... pardon me while I...
trying to help.
have a dream.
It's trying to help.
Fiddle. Monkey wrench.
The previous statement was not representative of the entire
group. That was just the opinion of Phil Parr and Phil Parr and Dale Campbell only.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was back in the good old days, wasn't it?
In the good. Well, I'm not so sure they were good. I guess they were.
They were different. Hang on. How the heck I got through college? I'll never know.
You'll never know. Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about that the other day. Maybe that's why I was on the 8-year plan.
Yeah, you don't suppose, do you?
Nah, that's probably didn't happen.
Oh, well.
Oh, son of a gun, here I was. Pop this ring here.
All right.
Say all these fancy cans, you know, with little self-popping top.
Yeah, that's nice.
Going to put those companies out of business that make can openers.
Yeah, they finally pop-up cans are nice.
Finally put coffee in something that you could get in without a screwdriver and a pair of pliers.
Really?
Yeah.
They sure did.
You know, why they didn't do that yesterday? Somebody brought in a can of coffee the other day that had one of those pull-off. You just took the plastic lid off and it had a pull-off lid like that.
Now
peanuts
we used to buy, you know, Folgers, and that comes in now in plastic cans.
Yeah. The big cans of cashew nuts and mixed peanuts have that.
They sure do.
Metal can, but it is a plastic lid and a pull-off foil.
Yeah, that guy with faraway can openers in Muskogee, Wisconsin, is fixing to be out. You know.
Yeah, I would say so.
Relegated to the buggy whip days.
Right. Fixing to go that way.
Yeah, it's like the guy who had the big factory that made beer openers, bottle openers, beer openers, and that opened that popped your can. Well, you know when you used to punch two holes in your beer can?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You'd punch two holes in your beer can, one for air and one to drink out of. That guy thought they'll never quit drinking beer and never quit needing these. Little did he know.
I have one of those can openers that my mother had, and it's got to be 45 or 50 years old. I still have it.
Yeah, I bet.
I can, but have you seen now where Coors is doing plastic bottles?
Yes.
Beer in plastic bottles.
16-ounce bottles. And I tell you something else they've got, which is a trip. An aluminum long neck.
Yeah.
A 16-ounce long neck. Now, you can buy 4 long necks for the price you can buy a six-pack for.
Really? 4 long necks,
four long necks and a 16-ounce aluminum bottle.
That is.
And it's a trip. And, you know, to mess with it and seal it, I mean, me being blind, I never would have guessed that it was aluminum. Because I was sitting there complaining how sometimes, you know, drinking out of aluminum makes it get a little funky taste, and how I like drinking out of glass.
And they
yada,
said,
yada, yada, and Candace goes, well, you're drinking out of one now. I'm like, what? Oh, man. Somebody done messing with the blind guy.
But the thing of it is this. Have you seen this ice chest you can buy that has a six-pack in it?
Yes.
Just already, you know, already ready to go.
Yeah, and Coors, really? I think, the Coors Light has something like that.
Well, Coors, the plastic bottle thing is you pour your own ice in it. The box that the brewski comes in is the ice chest. And you just ice it down and then drink out of the plastic bottles and then, I guess, toss it away.
Throw the whole thing away.
Throw the whole enchilada away.
Yeah, and then...
No, my ice chest is still up there visiting you guys.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I don't know where it is. You better buy another one. Because my ice chest don't last long around here with my deer hunting brother-in-law.
No, I bet.
They're
That's
gone
the way
pretty,
they are around here.
They're
too.
Gone pretty quick. I had a big one on wheels one time, and I have no idea. I'm sure it is. If not, your ice chest, you better buy another one because it didn't survive.
I'll have to do that. I'm hoping to hook up old Frank and maybe get up there for another show.
We need to do that.
That'd be good.
You know, that would be good.
Hang out or...
Yeah. We'll do a couple shows that day when you get here, and we might, I tell you what I think I could do. I think I could rig it up where you could cook in our kitchen, and we could do a show.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, that'd
be
cool.
We could sit at the table in the den,
yeah.
And you could cook in the kitchen. I think I could do a show.
That would be all right, because you know what I'm going to bring? I'm going to bring shrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, come on. When could you make it?
Really?
We need to do that. What I've got going, I've got the salsa mixture, the pineapple salsa stuff, rolling over here in the saucepan, kind of waiting for it to come up to a boil.
Uh-huh.
And when it does, I will move it to the back and put a cover on it, just let it simmer. I also want to make sure that I tell y'all about the chocolate glaze that goes over these peanut butter pies.
All right.
We want to do that. But I've got the the Hamilton Beach preheating.
Yeah. Quick. I guess we'll always call those George Foremans, won't we?
We will. I think George Foreman is going to be synonymous for a little indoor grill.
But the Hamilton Beach is better, in case you haven't heard. It is much,
it's much
better. Because you can take the grills out and put them in the dishwasher.
Yes. And I love how, I mean, all the little aspects to it, it opens up totally flat.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you can use, of course, like this one I've got, it's got the little griddle plates, too, so you can fry eggs on it or
bacon
or pancakes or whatever. It opens up totally flat. And I love the grease trap.
You know, is much better.
Slides in underneath it instead of that tray sitting out in front of the George.
That you're always knocking an angle where you got grease on the counter. It never stays exactly where
it's supposed to be. Yeah, and they're not very shallow.
Well,
they're hard to even move around and do anything with.
My George Foreman grill wouldn't open up under the cabinet, and it was too long. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the Hamilton Beach, I just leave out. In fact, I put the little one, George Foreman, up now. The Hamilton Beach is not that much bigger. I just keep it out all the time instead of the George Foreman.
Yeah, the other one I gave to George Foreman, I gave to Candace's grandpa.
Yeah.
And, all right, we got that dude hot. I've went ahead and sprayed this thing down with a little bit of, well, not really sprayed down, just wiped it down with olive oil before we started.
I'm done
with the pork loin. I had it sitting in a... And kind of just one of those styrofoam trays, you know, that meats come in and things.
Uh-huh.
And I had a little bit of Italian dressing in there, so it's been dredged and dressed.
Well,
we did the same thing with the vegetables. We're just going to pop these dudes on. There's that one there.
Now, this is a full, big, round pork loin.
Yeah, well, actually, we went to Sam's. You know, we were picking up some stuff for the hurricane folks.
Yep.
And they had pork loin for like $1.20-something a pound, so I picked up a huge pork loin. About a 4-pound pork loin.
Cut it in two.
It was like $15 for this pork loin.
Yeah.
We sliced it down, and I ended up slicing like 12 chops out of it, and I've still got probably a 2-pound loin that I'm going to put on the smoker here next week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And we also picked up some brisket and stuff like that. But that was a great value, and we had to took a little bit of, you know, time to, you know.
I wonder if we have time for my Sam story. You know, Phil, our famous 18 package of hamburger patties pre-made?
Yeah.
I went to Sam's, bought that $21 or $2, almost a dollar, more than a dollar a patty. I got home, and somehow their slicing machine, I had these patties that were like three deep that weren't cut.
Oh, no.
So I wound up with six patties about 5 or 6 inches.
Wow.
What did you do?
I just broke them in.
Big Mac there.
Yeah, that is. I just broke them into, you know, and made patties handmade, but I thought, I paid those guys to do this.
Their slicing machine.
It must have been Friday afternoon when that package
came. Emily said, you know, how many patties do you want to put on the grill? And I said, oh, 3 or 4. And so. Little did I know.
Oh. That's a trip.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was fun, man. We got a bunch of stuff and took over, and anyway, that's a mess here. All right, man, our salsa is bubbling nicely. I'm about ready to need to boil for a couple minutes.
It'll
kind of reduce a little bit, but cook through. Kitchen is smelling good, y'all.
My
eyes are starting to smell like peanut butter, fresh peanut butter.
You're going to have to try some of that salsa. That sounds good. You're going to have to make up some of that.
Yeah, the salsa was real easy. I found there were several on there, and this is one that I liked because it was pretty easy. It didn't have a lot of ingredients. There were some that had, you know, a half a tablespoon of this and a tablespoon of that.
Yeah,
good night.
Yeah.
By the time you get all that stuff, you get totally confused. I like them with few ingredients and pretty simple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Short and sweet, like my wife.
Yeah.
So, y'all have a good Labor Day, y'all.
I cooked chickens all day yesterday. I cooked 2 big chickens with an onion stuffed up there, you know, inside them. Up inside them. And I cooked 6 great big chicken breasts with bone. They had a bone in them.
Right.
Huge chicken breasts. 6 of those and 2 chickens. And we had everybody over to swim and all kind of things. And the chickens were good. They weren't, wasn't enough black pepper on them. But, I didn't say anything. But there wasn't enough pepper on them to suit me. They had a nice smoky flavor. They just weren't quite peppered enough.
I'm like you. I like the pepper. And I've learned Skylar will look at something and she'll see black pepper in it. And immediately it'll turn her off because she just sees it. She hadn't even tasted it.
Yeah.
So I've started using white pepper. You know, white pepper's a little bit hotter.
As you can't see that.
And you can't see it.
Yeah.
So then I still get my spiciness and I can flip it in on her. Did you put black pepper in this?
No.
Sure did. No. So I've got her bluffed until she learns how.
But believe me.
Peppers.
Believe me, the family ate plenty of chicken. They thought it was all right. But there's a good bit left. I'm gonna take it all off and make chicken sandwiches. I've discovered some new Kraft spicy barbecue sauce that I really like.
Bullseye.
Right. Bullseye. Hot spicy barbecue sauce.
Right.
It's really good.
That
so
worked out great, man.
That's what we're having for supper is some spicy chicken sandwiches.
All right,
we're going to take a break and come back and try to finish up.
By the time we get back, the salsa should be off to the back, and we'll move forward and melt some chocolate up real fast, and our loin should be ready to chop into, too.
Good deal, sir. See you in a minute. More of the Blind Handyman Cooking in the Dark. Be right back.
My heart.
Like Me list.
And I have made a lot of new friends on the Blind Like Me list that I'll never forget.
Well, them crazy people on that Blind Like Me list just talk about the silliest thing.
To join the Blind Like Me list, send a blank email to blindlikeme-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. That's blindlikeme-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
Okay, I love being on the Blind Like Me list because I'm the moderator. And I get to delete people if I want to.
If you enjoy chatting with other blind folks, come join us on the Blind Like Me list. Send a blank email to blindlikeme-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. Know about the Blind Handyman List, sir?
The thing I like the best about the Blind Handyman List, great place to exchange information and gather ideas on anything to do with being a handyman around the house.
I found out how to fix my garbage disposal on the Handyman List. And it works.
If you'd like to join the Blind Handyman list, send a blank email to blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. That's blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
The thing I like about the Blind Handyman list, I'm the moderator, and I can delete you if I want to. So don't get out of line. Stay on topic.
That's blindhandyman-subscribe@yahoogroups.com.
This is the Blind Handyman. Be sure and tell a friend about the program and email us often from blindhandyman@hotmail.com. Now, here's more of the show with Don Shaw.
Oh, man, have we got some good food cooking today, man.
Man, it is smelling delicious in here. I don't think I'm going to wait for the girls to eat.
Oh, I wouldn't. Yeah. They're not home yet, are they, Scott?
No, they won't be getting home for a while.
Yeah, Candace is back at work, and Skylar's back in school, right?
Yeah.
Dale's back all by himself in today.
That sixth grade thing, so she didn't get home now until about 4:30.
So you're all by yourself in the daytime now?
Yeah, all back to being all by my lonesome. Skylar splits out of here about 7:45, and Candace leaves about 6:15, and... just me.
Yeah.
We got two papaws coming over. My father-in-law and Candace's grandpa are coming by this evening for dinner. So
you'll have plenty to feed them, won't you?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. We're doing this little short one here, and then we're going to put the rest of these pork loins on and do them outside on the grill out yonder.
Okay.
It's a little bit still hot, man.
Charcoal?
It's not the fall yet.
No, it's plenty hot.
We're not far from the fall, about less than a week and a half at the most.
I'm saying we're supposed to be falling into the upper 60s to low 70s at night now.
So, start, yeah.
Man, we'll take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, really.
I beat that 95 at night and 96 in the daytime, you know.
Really, yeah.
All right, let me see how our stuff's doing here. What I'm going to do with the zucchini and the squash that we've grilled is my pies are almost done here. So when they get done, I'm going to slide those out. I'm going to adjust the temperature on the oven to just about 200 degrees, about 180 to 200, just to keep stuff warm.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pop those in there for the time being. While we're sitting here waiting on that stuff, though, I want to do one more thing here. We've got our next-door neighbor has an office in New Orleans, and he's got some of his workers living with him for the time being. But we went over there and ate the other night, and Dave turned us on to some broiled tomatoes.
Some what?
Probably with something else, because Candace, she doesn't eat tomatoes.
So what kind of tomatoes? Broiled tomatoes.
Broiled tomatoes. What he did was took, you can either take Roma or take some garden tomatoes,
uh-huh,
and slice them into about six pieces. You don't want to slice them all the way through,
uh-huh,
where you slice them off, but you just want to slice them into where you open them up. And they kind of open up and kind of fall out into like a star pattern.
Okay.
What I did was just sliced it down through, through the top, of course, all the way through it on both sides. And then it stopped about a half an inch from the bottom.
All right.
Do a cut that way, and then I, instead of going directly at a 45-degree angle, I went, just basically what I wanted was three cuts, so we end up with six pieces.
Doing it with six pieces of tomato, okay.
Right. Basically,
I got
when it
you.
Opens up, you've got like six little wedges looking at you.
I got you.
And they're all still connected at the bottom. What you want to do from here is I've taken some olive oil, and for about 30 minutes to an hour before you make these, take you a little bit of olive oil, maybe a quarter cup, if even that much. But all you're going to do is use enough olive oil to brush these tomatoes with.
Uh-huh.
So if you're doing one tomato, four tomatoes, six tomatoes, how many tomatoes you're making, you want enough olive oil to brush over the top of them. But then add in some garlic powder or fresh garlic if you want to mince some fresh garlic into the olive oil. And just let it sit up for a little bit so that oil starts to pull in that little bit of that flavor. Then what you want to do is brush these tomatoes with that olive oil, with the garlic powder, and it's all dissolved and into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then sprinkle it with some oregano. Put a little, put some basil on it if you want to, some paprika. Season it up however you want. If you want to put a little more garlic powder on it, do that. Salt, pepper, and then top it off with some Parmesan cheese. And then you want to slide these into the broiler. Put them under your broiler.
Now, skin side up or down?
With the inside up.
With the skin, the outside, the inside up.
Inside up.
Okay.
The peel of the tomato is actually down.
Okay.
And you just want to broil these under the broiler. Now, if you have a broiler that you can adjust the temperature on, you want to do it on your low broiler setting.
Okay.
If you have to do it on the high setting, just hit them for about three or
be careful.
About 4 minutes.
Yeah, be really careful if you have to do them on the high setting.
Yeah. If you're doing it on the low setting, hit them for about 6 minutes. Then pull them out and do the same like we're going to do with the zucchini and squash and stuff. Just put them in the oven and keep them warm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all there is to them. But I'm going to tell y'all what, they were absolutely delicious. My wife will not eat tomatoes.
But she liked these.
And she gobbled these up. She said she liked the stuff on it. So I'm going to add to these today. I'm going to also add, instead of, you know, we've got some fresh Parmesan that we'll grate up, and then we're also going to grate up some. I've got some feta, feta cheese.
My heavens!
We'll put it over the top too.
It's like a salad, grilled salad or something.
Yeah, it really is. Let me get the old thermometer out and see how our pork loin came out.
All right. What, about 170? You're supposed to do that?
Yeah, about 165, 170.
Yeah, I don't know how we ate without the thermometer. I don't know how Luann cooked without the thermometer. So I did these chickens yesterday, and she brought one of them and said, well, I think this is done, but let me put the thermometer in it and see, I right. said, forget that. Break me off a leg, and I'll just eat it. And if I die, if I die, you'll know they weren't done.
They weren't quite done.
Yeah. They weren't done. But, sure enough, it shot up to 162, so she was just happy as she could be.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking at right here. Let me stick this back in and let everybody see if I can get down here so you can hear it.
All right.
178.1. We're right about 175 degrees.
That's plenty.
178, actually, which is perfect.
Plenty.
Plenty. What we're going to do now is go ahead and finish the salsa up.
Uh-huh.
It actually needs to simmer a little bit longer, but to finish it up, we're going to add take a half a cup of water and add to it 2.5 tablespoons of cornstarch, and you want to mix all that up together. So what I'm going to do, y'all, like I always do, I've got a little jar, like just an old pickle jar, and I put the water and the cornstarch in it, shake the hell out of it, and then it mixes it all up nice and breaks it all down, and then we'll just dump it into the salsa, bring it back up to a boil.
Okay.
And then just put it off to the side.
We're having a hard time hearing you. Wonder why?
That ain't better.
That's better. That's better. Your volume was getting low.
I was drifting away.
You were drifting away, sir.
You were.
I moved the mic away so I could snack while we were on break.
Yeah, well, we couldn't hear you.
In
fact, we've got to redo the entire second half.
Yeah.
No. We'll just run it through a compressor or something.
Back it up.
Yeah.
All right. Now, for this, I'm going to go ahead and do the chocolate sauce here.
All right.
Let me get the milk out. Now, you can use heavy whipping cream for this. Or you can just use regular old milk.
Much better.
Whatever you want to do. Yeah, I tell you, we had a heck of a time test driving all these different headsets and mics and all this stuff for when we were recording the other shows.
Yeah.
Golly.
So the new phone you bought, the headset just didn't work, or what?
Yeah, and we bought those new Panasonic phones with the talking caller ID.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, don't waste your money on it.
Why is that?
The talking caller ID stinks.
It
only announces the name as it's listed with the phone company. And it says it first name last. So I can't understand it, first of all. There's no way to make it push a button to make it repeat or, show what's on the display. But like I thought it would. I thought it would actually do more. I thought it would, read the display and all that stuff,
So you bought these from Blind Mice Mart?
No, I actually did not, because I couldn't get a good enough price on them. We actually bought these directly from Panasonic.
Okay.
And got a great price on them.
But they aren't worth having.
Two handsets, and they're cool phones, because the second phone that came with it, you don't have to plug into a phone line. It works off a radio signal from the main base.
Yeah.
You just have to plug it into the wall.
Yep.
So we go cruising outside or wherever we go, we just take it with us, and we're good to go. Plug it in, and everything's cool.
I've had a telephone nightmare recently. I bought, right before our Circuit City left town, I bought two or three Panasonic, one with an answering machine inside. It lasted about a week.
Really,
you had to put batteries in it, a 9-volt battery and two AA's, and like I say, it just cratered.
Golly, that sounds like a nightmare, especially when you don't have any recourse.
Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah, Circuit City's out of here. They did fine and left until Best Buy came in.
Right. Now, we just got a new Fry's down here. Of course, they built it next to the Space Center, so it's kind of got the Space Center motif and theme to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I tell y'all what, the service in there is awesome.
Definitely.
I mean, they even have pictures of the associates. Pictures of the people working there at the end of the aisle, so you see who's working in what department.
So what does Fry's sell? I'm not familiar with Fry's.
Fry's is similar to a Circuit City or Best Buy.
Good prices, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they sell it all. In fact, we were cruising through there, and when I used to sell refrigerators, one thing I always said, man, we need a refrigerator with a TV in it. Because when I had to work on Sundays, folks, I had to watch my football games, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'd go up. I had a buddy that worked in the TV department. I got a little 9-inch TV from him and took it down, and we had an old refrigerator in the scratch and dent room all rigged up with an antenna on it and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So, and of course, we had that scratch and dent one, Mark. You know, we had it priced higher than anything else on the floor, so it wouldn't sell.
So nobody would buy
everything.
That's right.
But, man, we were walking through Fry's, and for $3,000, you can get a cable-ready refrigerator. It's got a 13-inch, liquid display screen on the refrigerator door. On the opposite side from where your ice and water dispenser is on a side-by-side.
I am a TV junkie, and I love flat-screen TVs. I have a television in every room in my house, including the bathroom.
Right.
I have one on my back patio that everybody goes, "Well, I wish I'd have thought of that." And when I finish my pavilion out by the pool, there will be a big liquid crystal display out there.
Fantastic. Got to have that TV, man.
I love it.
Got to stay in touch.
Let me mention that I'm glad I don't have a TV on my patio.
Yeah.
I have one TV, and that's it.
Yep.
We've got one, too. In fact, ours is fixing to... I've got an old Sony that I've had since I was in college, and it's fixing to... It turns off and turns on now when it wants to.
I think we have 7 or 8.
Wow.
Whoa.
We'll have to get you all down to the shack. A buddy of mine that has a shack, he's got like 35, 13-inch, a couple 35-inch, a big screen. And he's got them all rigged up. You can watch any sporting event you want to when you're out there. It's like being in your own little sports bar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Out in the country that you can bring your own booze to.
Well, you know, I'm waiting for XM TV to come along and then... You know,
then you're good to go.
Then I mean, they cover everything, you know, so.
Yeah.
And you mean XM because they cover all the baseball?
Yeah, so but wait till XM. You know, Dish claim you can buy the package from Dish and get all your sports. Like, for $149, I could get all the baseball games.
Yeah.
You know, but.
You're going to be watching the game tonight?
The Astros?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they tried to give it away, didn't they?
And we're trying. We keep with old Garner. Garner will give it away.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Managing decisions are kind of bad, folks. But, of course, if somebody else is sitting up there in Philadelphia listening to us, they probably enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, well, we need these. We need to win 2 out of 3 of this, at least.
See, I'm telling everybody, we need to sweep. We need to quit worrying about 2 out of 3.
I think sweep is good.
We need to get
good.
It set up to where when we can win the wild card without having to worry about...
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because it's a cinch.
We need to go into the playoffs.
It's a cinch.
Our rotation intact, ready to rock.
It's a cinch we can't beat St. Louis on a regular basis.
No, that'll be interesting. Okay, what I've done, folks, I took a half cup of milk, and I added to it 1/4 cup of chocolate chips. And we just melted those down. Uh-huh. They're all nice and melted. I'm going to turn the fire off. We're just going to let that sit. And what you want to do with this chocolate sauce is...
Look out now.
Come out. What was that?
Look out. I thought you knocked something over.
Oh, it was the lid for the saucepan. Ah. I had it on the other burner over here. Knocked it off. At least didn't get my toes this time. That hurt. Candace forbade me to cook in here in shoes because I spill stuff on the floor and then stomp it in.
Is that right?
So she don't like that.
Cook barefooted. Is that what she makes you do?
Yeah.
That's good.
Barefoot.
That's good.
Keeps them barefoot and, you know, pregnant in the kitchen.
That's right.
That's where my place is.
Yeah.
Check on these pies here. Pies are looking good. Tomatoes are ready to go in. Man, folks, we've got a full meal and a show done.
Well, the tomatoes, you don't want to do the tomatoes until you're ready to eat, do you?
No, the tomatoes, we're going to wait until we get ready to eat.
Yeah, and the girl, and nobody's there.
Grill those, and then what I'm going to do actually on the grill outside, too, I'm going to do the rest of the zucchini. I did a piece of zucchini in here, and I did that pork loin. Just then, and as everybody knows, it didn't take that long at all. And
just so everybody knows, because everybody doesn't have a gas grill or charcoal?
Yeah,
I've
got a gas grill outside.
So you're going to cook the pork loin and the rest of the zucchini out on the gas grill.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do the zucchini first.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to do the same thing, coat it with some olive oil and then some salt and pepper on it. Grill it first. And then pull it off, put it in the oven, just keep it warm.
So sometime this fall or in this winter, if you want to, we'll do a whole show on gas grills, how to light them and how to cook on them, and
yeah, I think that'd be
and
great.
Just do an outside because you got this new cordless phone. You could just do the show outside.
Yeah, right. We could definitely do that. Just slide right on out into the
back. Do gas grill, maybe do. I don't know.
Hopefully, man, if everything goes good, we're going to be selling the house in Pearland. We've got a contract on it, so we're just keeping our fingers crossed. And then when that happens, we'll have a little money to kind of enhance the back deck.
Well, if Patterson's here, you have to cook a hamburger because he won't eat chicken or pork.
Really?
You have to cook a hamburger for him.
Okay, we can do that. How about a T-bone?
How about No, he won't eat that. He won't eat T-bone. He eats hamburger meat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
That's true.
Hamburgers are good link sausage, you know, like beef link.
No pork.
How about, will you
Hillshire
like,
Farms,
will you do some
Chapel Hill.
Like that?
Brockwurst I don't care for.
Okay.
And you can forget knockwurst.
Yeah.
Right.
And you forget pork sausage.
Okay.
He'll eat pork pan sausage now.
Okay.
But he'll be here, so we'll cook a hamburger. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll get us some sirloin and get a hamburger for him and get us some shrimp on the barbie, and man, we'll be set.
Well, good show. Give us all your addresses now so everybody can order from Blind Mice Mart. We get that scholarship fund
up
going.
Yeah, definitely come check out Blind Mice Mart. Amelia Wessler's, her essays up there from the last scholarship.
Yeah.
And in fact, I cut the check to her last week, or a couple weeks ago, anyway, last month, actually. Man, it felt good. I was ready to close the doors on that company, man. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of work. But anyway, www.blindmicemart.com. Come check us out. Come join us there. Also, folks, come on and this next weekend after this show airs on September the 17th, 18th, I'm sorry, Saturday or Sunday night at 8 o'clock, we're going to have another live auction that benefits the scholarship fund. All the products are up online at Blind Mice. If you can't be there for the auction, all the instructions are everything there under the link for Auction Barn, the number to call, the access code to use, all that. But if you can't be there, we'll take proxy bids as well. So just send it to us. And Ann Morris has got about 35 items she's cleaning out from her stash.
That's the Cooking in the Dark list, and we get about out of time. How do you get on that?
Cooking in the Dark list, send me an email to cookinginthedark@houston.rr.com. All lowercase, all scrunched together, cookinginthedark@houston.rr.com.
Thank you, sir. We got to go.
Man, all right. I'm taking these pies out the oven, and I'll get one shipped to y'all.
All right. Don Shaw, Don Houston. Yeah. Tom Houston. Don Patterson.
Hey, Don Houston came too.
Hey, all of you guys. Listen, I'm Bill Parr. I see Sid the Blind Man as he picked up his hammer and saw.
The Blind Handyman is produced by Out of Market Productions, 1604 Southwood Drive, Lufkin, Texas. Phone 936-634-9500.